This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Is it permissible for you to do Hajj whilst you have loans, mortgages, owe people money? I want you to understand why this even discussion is there, because Hajj always was this kind of, indeed, once in a lifetime, arduous journey that would take absolute weeks and sometimes from other places, you know, months, and it was dangerous and long, and there's a big chance people don't come back and whatever. And therefore, if you've got debts and they're active and you haven't told the people, then you're just going to leave them hanging. And if you do that intentionally, that's a disaster. We know that that's not something which is allowed to do. However, a debt that you are actually in control of, you have every intention of paying, you've set up installment plans, that's going on every day, whether you go on holiday or here or there. That the same rules apply, just as you don't ask the person that you owe money to, just like you don't ask them for permission to go to holiday to Pakistan or go to the Bend or go to Dubai or go to Canada for 3-4 weeks. So why are you suddenly asking them permission for Hajj? Each or one of these trips are as dangerous as the other. And it's just crept in under the Hajj kind of game that suddenly, if I've got a debt, I can't go. Bro, you are obligated to go. Okay, if you've got a debt which is completely under control in installments and it's not something which is on top of you, because if it's really dominating your finances, then that means you don't even have enough money to be obligated to go to Hajj. But should a person stop yani going to Hajj? Because listen, it's not just a case of I'm only going to go Hajj if I have the money. Because if you are able to, you don't, not obligated, but if you're able to come across money to earn more, to work more, even though you're not required to do so, but if you did and you came across the money and you were paying money back, it might be a great option for you to go to Umrah and Hajj, because the Prophet ﷺ said in Hadith Yanfi al Faqr that they actually extinguish poverty and sins, meaning that it could actually be better for your finances. You'd bless your wealth actually by going to Hajj as opposed to losing out. So don't let debt stop any of you. Of course, it's not permissible for you to be just willy-nilly taking mortgages. Islamic mortgage is something different. We'll speak about that in a different video, but these conventional mortgages, we should be avoiding them. You shouldn't have one of those anyway, but if you do, that should not stop you going to Hajj. It does not legally stop you from going to Hajj. You have everything legally in place for it to continue via your payment plans, and that should then continue. But individuals that you might owe a certain set of money, it is etiquette to tell them, let them know that I'm going, and that if there is some kind of problem, then you can get your money from my estate and my inheritance and blah blah blah. That's good adab, but debts in of themselves should not stop a person from going to Hajj.
Thank you for watching. Please subscribe to the channel and like the videos so that you can get notified of the new releases, and consider donating to this worthy cause.